We always say to give the people what they want, part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen, I need some advice. My wife is out of town, and I need to watch basketball all weekend. What do I do with the children? I think I just put a movie on. Just put movies on, right? Throw movies at the problem. Don't win any awards for being a dad this weekend.
Absolutely. And the schedule is heavy playoff weekend. First, you got the play-in game tonight. Play-in game tonight.
Yeah, two of them.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Two play-in games tonight on ESPN and ABC. Saturday, we have four games.
It's 1 o'clock to midnight, basically.
Correct. And then on Sunday, we have two games, and Turner has the other two games. So what you do, sir, is the Manny available?
Big shout to Axel, male caregiver, what we prefer to call him. I've got him booked for Saturday. He'll be coming through.
So that's the anchor day.
Yeah.
Because you don't have the show, and it's more games that day.
No, it's four games each day, sir. Four games each day.
For the first time, though. For the first time.
Oh, yeah.
First time. Saturday's the first time.
And then Sunday, Joey will be back, so I'll be able to figure that out.
Yeah, movies. Let them eat sweets.
Yeah, I think there's gonna be. I'm gonna get tickets to Sonic. Sonic 2 is out. They can hit that.
You know the one thing I want to ask you that I noticed, and maybe I don't think it's cultural, but let me ask you this. What are the ages of your kids again?
2, 6, and 1, 8.
I never hear you saying that they're going to play with their friends or something like that.
Well, we have play dates from time to time. Yep. I mean, Quincy's going to hang out with his boy Avin later today. They're going to Shake Shack and then to the park. They went to the park yesterday.
There we go.
He got a new bike. He rode over to the park.
You got to do that.
Leanne comes by every Wednesday night. She kicks it with the team, eats dinner. You know?
There we go.
They got an active social life. They're doing stuff.
That's what you get. So you gotta try to. Yeah. You got to get some of that on the weekend.
Chess tournament on Saturday before the game start. I'm going to send him off with Axel to the movies. I'm going to get that done. And there's also something else I want to talk to you about, Mr. Rose, that we didn't talk about during the television program. There are reports, not from the mouth of Mr. Murray himself, but there are reports that Kyler Murray will not be playing for the Cardinals without a new contract. We're big Kyler Murray supporters here on this program. How do you feel about this from him?
The right course of action.
Really?
Absolutely. Like, you got to strike while the iron is hot. And if you haven't paid attention to sports and entertainment, money getting thrown around for people on and off the field, this is the time to get it.
Well, you strike while the iron's hot, but you also want to strike while you have the most leverage. And last time he took the football field in a Cardinals uniform against the Rams, it didn't look great, Mr. Rose. It didn't look great.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Here's what I'm not going to do. And I'm noticing this happening. We ain't about to be questioning the greatness of Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson. That's what we ain't about to be doing.
Oh, I can do that.
I noticed that little groundswell is starting to happen about how good do we actually think Russell is, or how good do we actually think Kyler is. Let me tell you what they are. Elite. And let me tell you what else they are. Players that's going to earn top dollar for playing quarterback in the NFL. So ain't no talking around it. Ain't no, like, overanalyzing it. Both of those guys have shown me with their arms and their legs that they are the goods. So if you the Cardinals, and the last quarterback I remember you having, shout to Kurt Warner, helped lead them to the Super Bowl with Larry Fitzgerald. But it was like when I was young, like Neil Lomax, I believe, was the last time I even remember the name of one of their quarterbacks. They like the Lions. They had a terrible history of quarterbacks.
As you mentioned it, I think you're right.
So this idea that y'all just go dis-
Yeah.
Right. This, I'll just go dismiss Kyler Murray and nickel and dime him. How'd that work out for the Cowboys?
They end up paying Dak.
Like, I'm trying to tell you, dog.
Well, I think Kyler Murray's going
to
end up getting a deal.
I'm trying to tell you, if you're the Cardinals, you pay that man his money. Don't play those games. Do not play those games.
Well, there's another number one pick. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the work of Mr. Baker Mayfield, who feels so disrespected by the Browns. And I don't know if the Browns are so happy about the money they paid him. It doesn't always work out.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something.
I'm listening.
Baker Mayfield made more money than Lamar Jackson. Say less. That's what he should do. Do all of the interviews you want and just talk about how you're going to be an improved player and how you're going to be better at your next destination. Like, the salty grapes routine doesn't work. That just hampers your opportunity to get somewhere else, first off. And second, I'm about to throw a truth bomb out there.
You got truth bomb?
The NBA season just ended. 80 mm-hmm. players that was on rosters won't be next year.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Like a 20 to 25% job turnover every year in the NBA. It's one of the most volatile things in any career and in sports. That's one. So for two, while Baker Mayfield talks about being disrespected, here's the truth bomb. Cam Newton out the league. So it happens fast. Happens real fast. And this going to be do or die for Baker at his next destination. And you ready for this? Only because of his mouth, not necessarily because of his play. Because usually people that look like him, that can at least have as many touchdowns as interceptions, and don't make me go deeper into the backup quarterbacks in the league. If he just be quiet, he'll have a job forever. But if he keep talking, next stop might be his last one. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Well, he also said that he even mentioned himself that Seattle was a potential. I find that interesting because it didn't seem like Seattle was too interested in that potential, given that they just signed Geno Smith and have Drew Lock.
So I'm going to teach everybody a life lesson. Stop sharing your dreams and your goals with everybody. Let me say that again out loud. Stop sharing your goals and your dreams with everyone out loud. Here's why. Number one, everybody not rooting for them to happen, even though you think they are. And number two, you're going to say a lot more goals and dreams that actually take place. And then what ends up happening is almost like you're crying wolf to the people that you're saying it to all of the time. Think about it. If they're your goals or your dreams, that means you're throwing them at the wall. That means their ideas. That means their thoughts. That means their progressions. And then the other thing I want to tell you is, the more you talk about it before it's confirmed, in my opinion, sometimes the less likely it is to happen. See, I like to talk about it when it's at the 1 yard line.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we about to give it to Earl Campbell and plunge it in. So like for him to say Seattle out loud, let me use an example. So now what you just did, you got every coach, every player, every fan of that team now assessing whether they want to have you or not. See, if you don't say nothing, the noise is less. So now there could be a groundswell that tells the Seattle Seahawks to not even take you. And guess what? They gonna listen.
Well, they did that. Well, I hope I'm rooting for Mr. Mayfield now, because there's a time when he was on every commercial and he had all the pressure and everyone's celebrating him and he was overhyped and I felt a certain way about him. But now it's the opposite. Now it's the backlash to the backlash. Now I really need to see him succeed, because I think he was hurt all year last year, played through an injury, but sometimes playing through an injury works to your detriment, as it has with Mr. Mayfield. Obviously, Deshaun Watson is a better quarterback, but I feel like he's been slandered a little too much for my taste of releasing. But I also agree with you that he should say less. And before we go and let everybody enjoy this great playoff weekend, I do have to tell a brief story about my rec league game yesterday. A couple things happened. Number one, the other team only had four. And nobody wins when the other team only had four, right? So then we're waiting for this other guy. He's got to find parking. We start the game. They got four. It's just whack. It's just a whack way to play, right? So this dude finally shows up. And it was towards the second half. I made an up fake, got fouled. I went to the free throw line, Jalen Rose. Airballed the first one. Airballed the second one. The exact same distance, the exact same form, the exact same way. I airballed back-to-back free throws, Mr. Rose. Back-to-back free throws. Back-to-back. If the podcast listeners need to see Jalen Rose's face right now, he's disgusted. He doesn't even want to talk to me anymore. I understand. You know what? Let's just end the show. We'll be back on Monday. I don't know if Jalen's gonna be here on Monday when we got to talk about these playoff games. So please come back on Monday. You might have a new co-host. I think Jalen Rose just canceled Jalen and Jacoby because he's so disgusted that I airballed back-to-back free throws. And I knew the second that it happened that I had to tell you about it.
Has any human being ever done that before?
I don't think so. It's so embarrassing.
Like, please call 985-80 Jalen. Am I missing something? These people exist?
The second it happened, I was like, oh no, I gotta tell Uncle Jalen about this. I gotta tell Uncle Jalen about this.
Somebody send me that footage. I know somebody knows David Jacoby's playing in that league.
And I know somebody's recording. No, there's no one recording. It's a tiny gym. There's only 12 people in there.
Back-to-back air balls? What's wrong with your knees?
So then later on in the game, I got an and one. I went to the free throw line. I felt like just throwing it like a baseball at the backboard. I was like, I'm hitting something.
Shoot it at the back of the rim. Or like George Blaha call it the heel. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, let me tell you, I watch way too much of this stuff. Come on, Mason Plumlee. Left-handed free throws. He out here shooting 38% from the free throw line. Mm-mm. Come on, man. He's a right-handed player.
Criticize anybody.
Literally. You know what I'm saying? Come on, Mason Plumlee.
I'm in no position to criticize anyone's free throw shooting. Jalen, I'm really sorry, because I know I represent both of us when I take the court and put my sneakers on.
I just want to apologize to you.
I want to apologize to all of our podcast listeners. I want to apologize to not just the staff of the show, but anyone who's ever worked on the show. I want to apologize to my wife and kids. I want to apologize to my parents.
Yes, man, you're embarrassed.
To my brother, to my nieces.
Do you see the people that you sit in front of? Dog, there's a picture of Larry Bird over your shoulder wearing weapons. I'm taking it down.
I'm taking it down. He don't deserve this.
He don't deserve to be associated with iconic greatness and see what it looks like every day.
I think this is the first time I cry on the show. Jeez. It's so embarrassing. The second I did it, I was like, I gotta tell Jalen about this. This is gonna be awful. And it is exactly as awful as I thought. We'll be back on Monday.
But let me tell you one more thing before we get out of here.
People need to listen to Food News.
I'm gonna let you wrap the show. This ain't gonna even take 5 seconds. It's immense pressure on James Harden. Show me. Ain't that starting this weekend? Didn't you say playoffs starting this weekend?
Oh, yeah, in Toronto.
I want to make sure. So the actual NBA playoffs start this weekend. And I'm telling y'all.
He said there's no pressure, James.
Without Thibault in particular, I'm telling y'all, they about to get pushed.
Jalen. Let me go down this rabbit hole. If they lose to the Raptors and James Harden has those tour date stats that you're so famous of pointing out, if that happens, does Daryl Morey and the ownership group of the Sixers give him $500 million in a 5-year contract?
Not this offseason.
Ooh. Ooh. You heard it here first on Jalen and Jacoby. We'll be back on Monday to discuss all the games. Why is that? Jalen Anthony Rose.
You gonna go to your owner and say, get that man $60 million 5 years from now after they just got flamed out in the first round? And if his number looking like concert tour dates, it ain't the time to do it. I'm telling you, get in shape, get healthy, have a great offseason, work out with our staff, work out with our trainers, come live in Philly, come to training camp, have a good preseason, have a good start of the season, and then I will be trying to pay him or think about paying him. But it's some steps to be taken. But like the Blastmaster KRS-One once said, we're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.